Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I am your host today. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I read an article recently and it said almost as soon as motor skills are developed, children communicate through artistic expressions. We don't think of it that way, but that's what they're doing when they don't have their language skills built up yet. The arts actually challenge us with different points of view. It compels us to empathize with others, and it gives us an opportunity to reflect on the human condition. We don't think of it, all of that going on at the same time, but it is. And while all of this is essential to the human experience, we see art programs being cut from many of the school districts today. And today's franchise, and I've told you guys before that I'm bringing you very unique concepts that are being franchised. So today's franchise actually focuses on empowering our youth through filmmaking. So our guest today is Audrey Walters with Talk to the Camera. Audrey is a professional actress, an entrepreneur, producer, and author. In 2013, Audrey co-founded the award-winning children's program, Talk to the Camera, to empower the next generation through video creation and filmmaking. Help me in welcoming Audrey. Audrey, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Linda. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I am just really thrilled to have you on the show, and I love spotlighting franchise concepts that are unique, and it also brings so much value to our children as we see so many of these programs being cut from different school districts. Talk to me a little bit, Audrey, about how this concept came about. What caused you to decide this would be a very good idea and then to make it a franchise?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So my kids, when they were younger, were buried in their devices, much like many kiddos are. And my girlfriend, Jenny, and I were sitting around talking about how we've seen such a lack in our children's communication skills because they're always buried in their devices. Mm-hmm. And so I, at the time, was working at a kids' talent agency as a media coach, meaning that I would put the kids on camera and I would send off audition tapes to Disney and Nickelodeon and all those other places and such. And so I became this coach for kids, and I was having breakthroughs with them working on camera. And one of the big things was I was noticing that their social communication skills were just developing remarkably quicker than they were in a classroom. Now, my girlfriend, Jenny, she was an educator in the classroom. And she'd been an educator for 15 years, and she was noticing this trend where kids just weren't as confident and speaking up. And so I kind of shared with her what was happening with me being a media coach. And we decided to create this program for kids. And so the first class we ever taught was in our own kids' elementary school. And we came up with a concept, and it was create your own news broadcast. I also come from a news background, and that's kind of how we came up with it. So we thought, okay, we'll just give it a shot. Well, we went in and we taught our first class, and it was just the most amazing experience. Kids love the program. Parents were coming up to us and saying, I had this amazing experience with my child. I can't believe that they started making eye contact, the active listening, the confidence, all of these things were happening. And, I mean, when Jenny and I walked out of that school after teaching the first few weeks, it was like Laverne and Shirley. We were like, we're going to do it, you know, high five. We were like, I can't believe we just got paid to do that. That was so much fun. So we kind of knew we were on to something. And honestly, it snowballed from there. It started with this foundation that we just grew and grew and grew and grew.
Yeah, yeah. You talked about a foundation. Is this a nonprofit as well?
We have a nonprofit arm. Part of when we built Talk to the Camera, we wanted it to be part of our mission, never to turn away a child based on financial need. Mm-hmm. And we haven't. So ever since we started teaching in 2013, if any family comes to us and they have a need and their child is interested in our courses, we found a way to make it work and give them our classes. So we do have a nonprofit arm, yes.
That's great. Now, what age group do you work with, Audrey?
The primary age group would be elementary school age. We do have a few programs for preschoolers and several for middle schoolers as well. By the time they get to high school, they're becoming our mentors, our helpers in the classrooms, and they really have that skill set, and they're ready to go on to the next phase of things.
I think catching them in elementary school is so critical because that certainly sets the foundation for their communication, for being able to deliver a little talk in front of their class. I mean, how many times do you have to have kids had to do book reports and stand up in front of the classroom and then are just humiliated because they couldn't do it? Sounds like this would be one of those skills that is just part of their toolbox that helps them through the rest of their education.
That's exactly right. My business partner, Jenny, was also a public speaking coach for many, many years. And so we woven in many, many public speaking things into our curriculum. And not only that, so now when kids have to get up and I know when I was a kid, I had to get up and give, you know, a presentation in front of a classroom, and it was nerve-wracking as could be. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those biggest fears out there in America, believe it or not, it's still public speaking. But, you know, especially today, even more so in COVID days, more so than ever, though, that climate is changing, and children have to know how to talk to the camera. Because they are giving their book reports through video chat. And they were doing that even before all of this happened and the school shut down and all of that.
Wow.
And so we have seen this shift in education. And they're not quite caught up with all of it, you know. And so they're looking for programs just like ours that we have that technology piece. And we bring all these fun things into the classroom, you know, cameras, lights, tripods, all the things. And then we teach kids even how to do some editing and things like that. And these are the things that the teachers are expecting of them now. I mean, I went into a classroom where it was a science class, and they asked me to come in and be a guest speaker. And I was like, okay, that's weird. I don't think I've ever been asked to come into a science class as a guest speaker because science is not my forte. I'm an arts person, okay? But anyway, so I went in, and it turned out that part of their curriculum, they were doing those Bill Nye the Science Guy videos. And they just wanted me to talk and teach kids how to frame things and how to video things and how to put it together into a story. And all of the video things, all of the foundation of video, it involves things that they're already learning in school, like storytelling and how to write a story. You know, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's something big that happens, and then they figure it out, and then they find a way to wrap it up. It's all storytelling, only this is visual, and I think it's just going to serve well in life.
Absolutely. So I think you ladies have done a great job, because what you've done is you have snuck this in to the kiddos by using technology. So they still think they're on their technical devices, but they're using it in a way that it is bringing them out. Now, I know you have a lot of different programs. Talk to me a little bit about some of the programs that you currently offer to some of the school districts.
Absolutely. Well, our most popular class is called Youth Tuber.
I love it.
It is exactly what it sounds like. Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. Kids are really into YouTube, and we kind of have this little phrase that we've tokened, and it is we turn screen time into interactive play time. Mm. So rather than kids just sitting watching YouTube videos, we're teaching them how to create and become an active participant in it. And the cool thing about our YouthTuber course is the kids explore what their own interests are. So they're not reaching outside of themselves. I mean, we might have some kids who love to cook. And so we explore what they love to do and building their own YouTube content around that. And we have several classes in the YouthTube arena. And then, of course, we have movie magic classes. And the kids all work together to create a movie. And that is one of my favorite classes, being an actor, of course. Mm-hmm. And all the kids get a role on camera if they want one, and behind the scenes, or they can choose just to work behind the scenes. And they really learn in our movie magic classes that it takes an entire team to make a movie, and it's really this whole camaraderie and teamwork. No role is more important than another. It takes everyone working together to make it happen.
Let me just say, you know, the teamwork thing, I think, is also such a critical piece, because
Absolutely.
The kiddos nowadays, they end up living in a bubble, and they're, mm-hmm. especially if they're not in sports. So mm-hmm. what else can they do to get that ability to work within a team? And I love what you're doing here. You give them an opportunity to stand in the spotlight themselves, but still doing it in a way that it's part of the team. I love that.
Thank you. We saw the same thing, because I was one of those artsy kiddos, you know, I didn't play sports. So what was
right.
I going to do growing up, you know? Mm. And I swear, if we had a dollar for every time someone told us, I wish they had something like this when I was a kid, we would have so much money right now.
Right.
We hear it all the time. You know, people are like, I really wanted to do something like that when I was a kid, but there wasn't anything out there, you know? And mm-hmm. it's so important. And like you mentioned at the start of your show, all the arts are being cut.
Yeah.
And especially now when schools are really shifting and trying to change how they're doing things, I think programs like ours are going to be essential.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
For sure.
Now,
so
when you're
go ahead.
Before I interrupted you last time, you were talking about the visual piece. I mean, the interactive and the online piece. So you're still able
That's
to
right.
offer these services online.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, honestly, here's what happened. When everything shut down, our team looked at each other and we were like, we can do this. We
right.
know exactly how to do this. It was kind of funny. We were like, wait a minute, this is our realm, guys. And so within a week, we launched an entire full course calendar online. And we have amazing instructors who already know that this is our wheelhouse. You know, they know exactly what to do. They know how to give a Zoom call and where to look. And then our team came to us and was like, I think we should offer this for adults, because we kept getting all these inquiries, because now adults are being shoved into talking to a camera and doing
Zoom
calls too. And that has been part of our course curriculum that we were going to roll out eventually. And this just sort of nudged us to do it sooner rather than later.
I love
so,
it.
So it's actually been a really exciting opportunity for us, Linda, because it's all these things we knew we were going to do and were in our back pocket, But because of the sign of the times, what was going on, it really just pushed us to go ahead and do it. So we have all of our courses online and even more, like rolled out some new fun classes, like virtual sportscaster, where kids can learn how to, you know, watch a game and do sportscasting for it. Storytelling through film and writing courses. And even we are doing a cooking class where kids are videoing and doing like a cooking show. We immediately were like, okay, guys, now let's just come out with all these things. And so we offered our classes for free for the first 3 weeks because parents just needed it. And there was a need there. And fortunately, when we shifted to, okay, now it's time to start paying what you can, then that was an easy shift too. And our franchisees have embraced it as well. They've just jumped right in, and they're even trying new courses with our help, and it's going great so far.
Yeah. So let's talk a little about the franchise arm of the Talk to the Camera. Now, you have a lot of experience in camera, film, acting. Is that what you're looking for when you're looking for a franchisee, is someone with that type of a background?
No, it's not necessary at all. While it's beneficial and it's helpful because you can speak that language somewhat, it's not necessary at all. I mean, we've had every age possible teach our courses. In fact, we even have an instructor who's in her 70s, and she knows she's learned how to teach our courses. Because all of our training is online, and there's videos and hands-on and interactive learning. So, yes, being in the arts and having some kind of a background, whether it's filmmaking, editing, or acting, or something like that, is certainly very helpful, but it is not perfect. And I would say, you know, my business partner in education, the most important thing is really that you enjoy kids. And you really are excited to be around them because having educators in our classrooms is just so important because it's that classroom management piece that is so crucial.
Sure.
And if we're going to
sure.
teach kids how to do anything, it's that you have to have good classroom management. While we offer support on all of these things, it's certainly not a requirement to be in the arts, but I would say it does help.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when your franchisees go through training, is the equipment part of their training and is all of that part of the package? Tell me a little bit about what that looks like.
Sure. Yeah. So yes, the equipment is part of the startup package, and we train them on how to do absolutely all of it. I mean, my mom, who's 78 years old, she is just like the queen of her Sunday school class right now because she knows how to do all the technology. Because basically, you know, they're like, let's call Janice. Janice knows how to connect to Zoom, you know. And then my mom's like, oh, how do I do a virtual background? And I made all these unique virtual backgrounds for her, and she signs on to her Sunday school class. So cute.
Anyway,
I got sidetracked there. But so I shared like some of our little training videos with my mom, and she said, can I share with my Sunday school class? Because they don't know how to get on and how to connect this and whatnot. But all the equipment is included in the startup package, and we have support, right? We love to help people be successful. We see that as part of our mission too. When Jenny and I created this, not only did we want to build this empire of that empowers the next generation, we want to build this empire for all these adults out there who are unhappy in their jobs or don't have that flexibility where they could drive their kids to school or pick them up from school. And because we were both working moms. And so when we created it, we really wanted it to be something that was flexible, that people could be part of their family and follow their passions and do all the things that they love and earn an income while they're doing it. So we try to make it as easy as possible, and we provide a lot of coaching along the way as well.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I tell you, Audrey, looking at where we are today, and we, you know, for those listening to the recording, this is May 14th, 2020. Mm-hmm. And so we are in the pandemic, peeking our head out just a little bit, but I am mm-hmm. sure that there are a lot of people who have been home and just wondering, is there another way to
right.
make money? Is there another way that at the end of the day, I would feel like I'd had fun all day? So
absolutely.
It sounds like talk to the camera certainly provides that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Fun is part of, that's one of our core foundations
yeah.
is
yeah.
fun. Because if yeah. you're not having fun, the kids aren't having fun. And, you know, we're all just doing our best. And especially right now in this day and age, I mean, we all wear so many hats, especially as women. I have three kids. I don't know. Do you have kids, Linda?
My daughter is grown, but she has three grandbabies.
Okay.
I have three grandbabies, and so she's
okay.
keeping
– so you're
she's
busy.
Homeschooling them.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Mm. I mean, my hat's off to these parents with young kids at home right now. I can't even imagine if I had this high-stress job with no flexibility, it just would be so stressful. So I'm so grateful that we've spent years developing this program. We've made all the mistakes, so nobody else has to, you know, go through what we've gone through. I'm just so excited that we have this great thing to offer people, because I feel like it is a ray of sunshine out there for so many people.
Yeah. So, Audrey, I'm thinking about this mom that is uh-huh. has that corporate job, and she's not able to spend much time at home. And listening to this, she's wondering, gosh, that sounds like a great opportunity. Maybe I'd like to look into that, but I don't know how to get business. Is that something that you help your franchisees with?
Yes, absolutely. We walk them through it, and we even do some of the calling for them. Initially, we have scripts, we have phone scripts, we have email scripts. So the first 3 months when a franchise first gets started, we're their best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call us we're their pocket pet, because, you know, we're mm-hmm. helping them along the way. And then around that 3 month mark, it's happened way before that. We wrote that into all of our documents that we were going to help for the first 3 months and then check in quarterly. And everyone we've had so far has just caught on so quickly, and it's gone really, really well, and it's been pretty seamless. So, yes, we do help with all of that.
Yeah. Well, that is exciting. We need to take a quick commercial break here, Audrey, but is there a story that you could share with our listeners, maybe of a franchisee that you helped to get off on the right foot, or maybe they were a little hesitant? So maybe you have somebody that you can share their story with us when we come back?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I could do that.
Very good. Folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we're going to be coming back with more from Audrey Walters with To the Camera.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Hey folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today. I'm here with Audrey Walters with Talk to the Camera. And I just think, Audrey, that this concept is so unique. It's so wonderful. And I do believe that it brings more to the table than it looks at first glance.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, I think that it helps at a much deeper level and for a lifelong skill that
absolutely
people may not first think it, you know, they may just think that they're, you know, giving the kids something fun to do, but I think this is more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I can tell you a story about a franchisee who bought a franchise just last summer, and his son had taken one of our camps, and he expressed this interest and really, really loved the program. And at the time, he was a single dad and had full custody of his son, and he was juggling two jobs, very stressed. And he had a background, he got his degree actually in broadcast journalism, but he had put that aside and put his passion aside for so many years in order to make ends meet and to provide for his son and his family. And so he became a franchise, I want to say in June, and just jumped right in. And he was such a great fit. He was a small business owner and had another, like a lawn care business or something also. So he knew how to run a business. And I would say that's so helpful when you're starting a franchise, is just to have some business knowledge, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew what it takes. You know, he knew how to read a balance sheet and those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we got him going. We got him trained. And he just hit the ground running, and 2 months in, he was hiring a full team of instructors.
Wow.
And he had earned his investment back within just a matter of months, and
wow,
we were so excited and so proud of him. And
wow,
and he's just so happy because he was able to give up one of his part-time jobs that he had and spend more time with his son. And it just became more of this fun family experience. So he's one of our most favorite things. And while training him and like you said, when we were talking about earlier, reaching out to schools and trying to get the business going and that type of thing. So during the training for him, the reason he was one that it just was happened so quick. I remember we were on a phone call that I had gotten on and let him listen a few times and then, you know, let him take the ropes. And he was like, you know, Talk to the Camera just sells itself. I don't, you know, you don't even have to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was exactly right. I mean, you never know what area you're in and what's going on and what the competition is. But like you mentioned, Talk to the Camera, what we found is a very unique program, and there's not really any direct competition out there. There's little niches and little things that are similar, but it's just a different program altogether. And when you're pitching it to educators or parents or whoever it may be, they see the benefits And they they say, yeah, absolutely. Bring it here. Offer it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. If somebody's listening right now, Audrey, and they're thinking, gosh, that sounds like something I'd really like more information on, how would they reach out to you? How would they get information, more information about Talk to the Camera?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website, very simple, talktothecamera.com. And there's a franchise tab you can click on and just fill out a form and we will get back to you. And I would love to set up even a phone call or a meeting or a Zoom meeting or whatever the case may be. And and I can answer more questions. My email, if I'm happy to share that too, is Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, at talktothecamera.com. So feel free to send me an email. I get a little inundated, which is why I direct people to the website, because then I know it's, I'm not the only one looking at it.
Right,
so nobody will get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah. Busy can be a good thing, though, can't it, Audrey?
That's for sure.
So we're down to the last three questions here. And the first question for you is, if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest they do to prepare for this process?
That's a great question. I would suggest that they do some research in their area. If you've identified that you want to get into the children's enrichment arena, which is a wonderful place to get a franchise. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I would do some research and see what else is out there in your area and kind of dig in. Okay, does my school down the street have after school programs? What are they charging for those? You know, do some research and kind of dig in. That would be probably one of the biggest things. And I will go ahead and tell you that we are giving a big discount. We discounted our initial franchise fee by $10,000 this year. After all this happened, we just decided that we, again, just did not want financial stress to be a barrier for people. And so we decided to give this discount for 2020. And so another thing I would say that's very important is knowing your finances and knowing, you know, if you need to borrow money, what that's going to look like, what the rate looks like. And I do believe it's probably a good time to borrow money. I think the rates are really low right now. Or if you have, you know, if you have some money stowed away that you've been waiting to make an investment on, that's great. But knowing your finances is going to be an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. All very, very good, solid advice. So the second question here is, what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
Excitement for their program. That's just number one. I think being in love with what you're doing is going to be probably the most important thing. You know, having that be in love with your brand, that and knowing that you are running a business and just knowing some business fundamentals is definitely helpful.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so many classes that you can take online too. And I know that you probably provide them with some education around the business piece of it, but that there's also other ways of getting educated as well. The Small Business Development Center, all of those are just great at whatever. You can never get enough information around that business concept
there. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're exactly right. There's so many things out there.
Yeah, definitely. And to be successful, you have to have that. It's a business. As much fun as it is, it's still a business, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I, if I were to add one more, I would just say for our franchise in particular, it's really about making an impact in your community. If you, whatever you've been doing, whether it's, you know, bagging groceries or whatever it is, if you've been like, I really feel like there's something more and I really want to give back, I want to make a difference, I want to make an impact. That's one thing that we've seen with our franchisees and with our program in general. We just have countless stories of families who their kids have been positively impacted from taking our classes. Mm-hmm. And so I will say that's one of my favorite things about Talk to the Camera.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, you feel like, gosh, I made a difference in somebody's life. That's
absolutely
lovely. Yeah. So the final question here is, what does the future of franchising look like?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And I don't know that I could answer that, Linda. I thought about it and I'm like, I just don't know that I can answer that question. I think that time will tell. Programs like ours that are educating children, I see them rising to the top. If they're not already there, and also programs like ours who are able to make that shift to online, and we have this whole foundation, and we know how to do it. We're doing the troubleshooting, you know, and it's something that we can just roll out. I think that's going to be a benefit for people. Programs that are just one note and not multifaceted and not able to pivot and be agile, I think those are the ones that are going to struggle.
Sure.
And fortunately, we're a home-based business. So that we didn't have the issue of people stuck in these leases and buildings and those types of things, you know. And that's another benefit that we've had. And I think a lot of people out there are going to be shifting to staying at home, stay at home work.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about it being a home-based business, and there are quite a few franchises out there that are brick and mortar. And that is expensive. What you have to factor in as a brand new franchisee, if you're looking at a concept, you have to know that if it's brick and mortar, you will be signing a 4 to 5 year lease at the least. And you're responsible for that. So having an at-home business or a home-based business, it doesn't make the service any less valuable because it's not delivered in a brick and mortar. Those that had brick and mortar for the last 3 months, they haven't been able to deliver from that brick and mortar, and they're still paying rent.
Yeah. So, I feel for those people. I mean, my business partner Jenny and I have just been so grateful.
Right.
Because you just never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come down the pipeline. And when this all started happening, and we just were like, okay, we're set up. Wait a minute. We're set up for this. We can totally do this.
Right. We're already positioned. It's like we're already positioned to do this. So that's awesome. And you didn't even know it. So that's great.
Exactly.
I tell you what, Audrey, we're down to the end of the show. If someone, again, is wanting to reach out to you and find out more information about Talk to the Camera, how would they reach out to you, find out more?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Our website is talktothecamera.com. And we are all over social media. Just look for Talk to the Camera on all of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and please connect with me as well, Audrey Walters. I'm out there too, and that's just social media is such a great way to connect too.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for being on the show today, Audrey. You've brought some great information. I'm excited about what the future of Talk to the Camera looks like.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great meeting you.
Same here. So, folks, at the end of the day, I always leave you with a quote. So here's a quote by Gavin Newsom. An arts education helps build academic skills and increase academic performance while also providing alternative opportunities to reward the skills of children who learn differently. So just because A child learns differently. It certainly doesn't mean that they can't tap into those skills by using a different method. Thanks for joining me on All Things Franchising, folks. See you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.